Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We're holding the second line, third line from the top of the Umid, where it says, Bui Rumi Bar Chuma. You'll recall yesterday on Samach Ches Umid Beis, about three quarters down the Umid, we had a simen, a mnemonic, in the parentheses, Seider Hanotza Gali Pil Simen. That simon is that Rumi Bachuma has four shalas in today's Gemara. And shala number one we had already yesterday about the Shtei Halechem, if it's Matir, Shaloi Kisidran. And that's what we talked about Seder, that it was out of order. What was out of order? That you planted in between Pesach and Shavuos, and now you want to know a year later whether or not you can already be makir from that korban in the Beis Hamikdash before the Shtei Alechem, because you were zoicha to have both the Shtei Alechem and the korban oimer, but out of order shaloi kisidra. Anyway, that was yesterday's shala. We're on to shala number two of Rami Bar Chama, and that was the Hanotza shala. Is boy Rami Bar Chama Shtei Alechem Hanotza sharia? So if you go back to the Mishnah of yesterday, we had in the Mishnah that Ein Mevien Menochis Ubikum. Today's daf is daf Samach Tes 69. We're on 69a. And in the Mishnah yesterday on Samach Chesam Beis, it said Ein Mevien Menochis Ubikum. Menachas ubikurim uminchas b'haima koydim lo aimer im hevi pusul koydim shtei lechem lo yovi mehevi kosher. So we learn that you cannot go and bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash before you are makriv the shtei lechem. Not makriv, you have the korban shtei lechem, you makriv the kvusim before the shtei lechem on Shavuos. And in fact, that's the reason, one of the reasons why Shavuos is called ubiyoyim habikurim. From that point on, you can go and bring Bikurim. You're not supposed to bring Bikurim before that. It's got to wait until after Shtei Alechem, after Shavuos. Okay. Now, remember, what's that din by Minchas Oimer and Shtei Alechem? What's the Isser? If a person went and planted Lemushel Tvia in September, and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew until March, April. April now is before Pesach. The person went and cut his tviya. He shouldn't have cut it because it's tzartim tzira. You're supposed to have the rachis tzirchem. Is supposed to be the korban oimer. But he did cut it. How did he cut it? Lemusha was a base of shalchin, which we learned in the Gemara yesterday. Since anyway you cannot bring the korban oimer from base of shalchin because it's somewhat inferior quality tvua. So therefore, you're allowed to go and cut that even l'chadchila, even before the ktir side. Fine, so you taka cut it. Are you allowed to eat from it yet? And the answer is no. When will you be able to go and eat from the new tviya? Mi'at Hashem, when it comes the first day, chol ha-moed. If the Beis HaMikdash is standing, korban oimer. If the Beis HaMikdash chas v'shalom is not standing, then we had a machloikis in our Mishnah, whether it's at the very beginning of the day, or according to Yehud at the very end of the day. Ad v'ad b'chlal, ad v'loy ad b'chlal, ad etzem ha-yoyim ha-zei, tzimu shul yoyim. We had this nigmara all yesterday. Fine. But even after the first day of Chol HaMoed comes and goes, mit the korban oimer, un the korban oimer, we are now further on, can I go and bring Menachos yet to the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is no, because the Oimer is Matir Ba-Medina, and Shtei Lechem is Matir Ba-Mikdash. So when can you go and bring your first Korban again from Anai, your Korban Mincha? You're going to have to go and wait until after Shavuos, because until Shavuos you can't bring a Korban yet from the new Chodosh. You'll have to bring from the Yoshin, from the Alta Tviya, from the Alta Kemach. Fine. Zayegit. That's when it's already cut. What happens if it's still in the ground? In other words, you went and you planted, and it was a long season, and you haven't gotten around to harvest it yet. You planted Ichlais in September, right after Sikkis, and now Pesach came early this year. As some people say, Pesach never comes early. Pesach always comes out Tezvav Nissan. It could be that the solar calendar came earlier or later, but Pesach is always exactly the same day every single year. Anyway, so Pesach came, he didn't have a chance to do the Ketzira yet, and they brought the Minchas Oimer, and now I do the Ketzira after Pesach. After Pesach. Do I have to wait until next year for Chodosh? Do I have to wait until the next Korban Oimer? And the answer is no. Why is the answer no? Because the korban ha'oim is mater even though you didn't harvest it. That's very interesting. So what happens if I just planted it right before Pesach? A day before Pesach, I won't put the seeds in, and it's already in the ground, and I brought the korban ha'oim. Can I afterwards use that tvua when I cut it a few months later? And the answer is no. Why not? Because it's a din of hashrosha. How do I know there's a din of hashrosha? Mietzim, we're going to learn that tomorrow in the Mishnah. And our Gemara already quotes it today. If you go down a quarter of the Umid, you see the line begins, Tanina d'nan, im hishrishu koidim l'oimer, oimer matiran. And the same thing applies to the shteilechem. Im hishrishu koidim l'shteilechem, then it's matir. Vimlav asur nachiyovi oimer haba. So ikr is the hashrosha. Okay, so if I have tvua, which is growing in the ground, and in fact is ripe, and it's ready to be cut, and now it's the time of the korban ha'omer, or the shteilechem, about its mutter, because it's certainly past the shir of hashrosha, and the korban ha'omer is matir ba medina, shteilechem is matir ba mikdash. Fine. Now we're not going to talk about tviya for a moment. Now we're going to go and talk about peiros. What type of peiros do you mean? L'moshel Weintrauben. Weintrauben means grapes. Aha. What about grapes which happen to be still attached to the vine? So we're talking about grapes. We're talking about over a tree. We're talking about chodosh. But look at our mission of yesterday. In the mission yesterday, it said, "Ein mevia menachas ubikurim." Bikurim is referring to the bikurim generally. You can say, "Well, one second. Didn't we say in the Gemara that bikurim is only referring to the chitus oira and not to the other five?" That was because we had in the Gemara that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that Yehuda ben Nechemia. This is about 10 lines after the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah of yesterday. He talked about nisachim bikurim sheekrivim kardim la'omer kisheirin. What are nisachim bikurim? Nisachim bikurim means wine that you have that are bikurim from the brand new grapes that you was just processed, and now you have new wine. You want to go and use that for minchas nisachim, or for that matter, if you want to go and bring bikurim with grapes, if you brought them before the omer, it's kosher. How's it kosher? Didn't it say in our Mishnah that if you bring menachas bikurim or minchas behind the kodim la'omer, it's pasul? Is the chastira from our Mishnah to the Gemara? And Rashi said yesterday, and that's what we pointed out, that Rashi said that when it says in the Mishnah that bikurim before the omer is pasul, that's talking about the chita usa oira of the bikurim. But the others, which our Gemara is now talking about, b'diavad, if you brought a kodim la'omer, it's kosher. There's no din of chodesh outside the Beis HaMikdash legabi the other five minim. There is a din, however, in the Mikdash not to bring Bikurim until after the Shtei HaLechem, until after Shavuos. Because Shavuos is called the Yom HaBikurim. But what happens if you went and you did bring either Tviya or Shar of the other five Minim of the Shivus HaMinim before Oimer, so Din Tzra Mishnah, if it happens to be Bikurim of the two, the Chitas Oira, possible. If you bring of the other five, then says Yehuda ben Nechemia, according to Nachman Yitzchak, then it would be kosher. So there is a din of chodesh by mikdash legabe bikurim legabe the other five minim.
Would you do the hanafa and the vidui and everything when you brought these bikurim? I mean, the kohanim wouldn't allow it.
Before the din of bikurim, it doesn't say the fetish in the Torah that you have to make tanifa. But if you remember, the Gemara said we have two tanoim, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and another tana. Why didn't we mention the other tana? Because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Rav Gubrei, because of the fact
Ravinoki.
Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, "I learned from the extra word hanocha." Says the hinaftoi, hinachtoi, the hinichoi, and the hinachtoi. So I learned one of the two inuachs come to tell you the din of tanufa. The din of tanufa applies to any bikurim. Makes a difference what type of korim you're bringing. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now. So, we have the shteilechem, and we have peiros which are growing in the ground or on the tree, and guess what? It has already reached the point of hanotza or chanotza. Now, what is hanotza and what is chanotza? So Rashi says on the first narrow line, both of them are very early on in the process of peiros growing. So Rashi says, nitzu koidim lehem oy chanotza sharian. Hanota have a peri yoiser me hanota. So hanota is very, 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 very early in the process, where the peri is so small it looks like a small drop of a berry or something like that. Well, hanota is epislemer, a little bit further, a little bit more developed. So in both cases, the pri is very, very early on. And guess what happened? They were still on the tree, or still on the vine, and we now brought the shtei halechem, and now subsequent to that, a month or two later, Baruch Hashem, they now ripened, and I want to go and bring them for Bikurim. Do I have the benefit of the shtei halechem, that it's matir that I can bring it now for Bikurim, or do I have to wait a whole year? Of course, by next year, it might be spoiled. Are they considered?
Why is he asking it only on shtei halechem? Why is he not asking it also on
Because before the karmen oimi came to bring it anyway.
Right.
So the matir of the shar bikurim, that's the tviya. But in the other five, the matir is the shtei halechem. You can't bring it before the shtei halechem.
Uh-huh.
So now, because shtei halechem you brought on shviyas, and shviyas has yoyma bikirim. So if that's the first day, you can start bringing bikurim.
Uh-huh.
So now, Baruch Hashem, it's still on the tree. It's very, very small. Now you brought the shtei halechem. A month later, Baruch Hashem, the peiros are now ripe. Can I go and bring these peiros now as Bikurim, or do I say no? They didn't have the benefit of the Shtei Alechem to be matir them. So Frank Dimar, what do we mean by Hanot and Chanot? We're on the fourth line. Ilema Hanot de Peira. The Hanot de Peira, we're talking about that the Peiras are very, very, very small. Hanot, Chanot. But Frank Dimar, Hashta Hashrosha Sharia, by the parallel case of Tviya, Hashrosh is enough. Hashrosha means it hasn't really grown at all. It's just that the seeds are starting to root and to sprout. But it's still seeds. But that's enough to be matir. Hanotav chanotav miboyah. That's much, much further in the growing process than Hashrosha. So what's your shayla? The Gemara, el hanotav di ala, the chanotav di ala. Ola means the alim, means the bletlach, the leaves. Oh, so the leaves are now beginning to sprout. I see on the tree the leaves. You see a little green. Oh. The fruit is not going to come for another 2 months. But the leaves are starting to sprout. Oh, the shal is that already parallel to Hashrosha? Mi habiki Hashrosha by Tviya? Oiloi. Just like by Hashrosha by Tviya, we said from this point on, the Shtei Lechem and the Karbon Oimer Amatir, maybe the same thing applies to Hanot and Hanot of the leaves. Maybe not. The Timur Teiku Tishvi Yitat. Yes.
It's a Dover Shalom Bala Olam. If the Peiri, if only the leaves are there, the Peiri aren't there.
Okay, and what about Hashrosha?
Hashrosha, the seeds exist. The roots are already starting to emerge.
The Gemara holds that Hashrosha, the Choyre, is less than Hanotze and Hanotze. Why is it less? Because Hashrosha means you put the seeds in. Normally, it's a come to Shaila when Hashrosha takes place. Lomazung, 3 days. It could be the Gabi the Alim, maybe it takes longer than 3 days. It could be take 5 days, maybe take a week, maybe 3 weeks. See, Gemara is asking a Shaila whether this is considered to be the halachic equivalent of Ashrosha Legabe Tviya. So, Gemara Vaitim. Now, we still have to go to the next two Iboyas of Rami Bar Choma, that's the Gali and the Pill, but we're taking a break. The third Iboy from the Rambam Chum is going to be further down the Amud. The reason why we're taking a break is because Rav Barav Chanan is asking a related type of question. So we take a short break. His boy Rav Barav Chanan, Chitin Shezorim Bekarka, Oymen Matiron, Ein Oymen Matiron. You have chitin, you planted them in the karka, that means you put the seeds in the ground. Now you have the karban oimer, it's still the seeds in the ground. Is the karban oimer mat to them, so that afterwards when you harvest it a month or 2 or 3 months later, you'll be able to eat it immediately? Or do you have to wait until the oimer haba next year? So, I don't understand your shala. Eat the ashes tanina, eat the ashes tanina. Look at the seeds. Did they start rooting? In other words, sprouting and getting roots. And if they didn't, this is tomorrow's Omer Aleph, which we referred to a minute ago. It's here all the way in the bottom. Okay, Zegit. So if it was Hishrish, it's good. And Hishrish is Nishkit. So what's the Shala of Rav Baruch Hanan? So I'll tell you the Shala. Shala is Gans on the Shema. The Shala is the Chadzinu Vizarinu Koidim Le'omer. Chadzinu means originally we had Tviya. And the Tviya was already cut. And since it was already cut, L'choyah the Oymer should be matir. And guess what? You know, when did we cut it? We cut it a week or 2 weeks before Pesach. Now, after he cut it, he says, you know, it doesn't look so good. Let's go put it back in the ground. Let's replant it. Oh, Azirin Zrachavazukt in the Taira Chushivagast. The Chatzin, it's a mesh, but it's Kishnitten. And then they replanted it, Koidim La'oimen, now before the Oimen. And says Rashi, the Loi Hishrishu. It was not mushush. Because it was mushush already, so it's no different than any else shash rush. And there's no shaila. The also oimer, now it's carbon oimer. The cholof alayu, and it passed over the oimer, meaning that it's still in the ground, and now the carbon oimer was brought to come boil, and the shaila is like, mahu linkute umeichel minayu. After the bringing of the oimers on Chol HaMoed or Nuch Yontif, can you go and now uproot the tvua that you replanted and eat from it? Why would I say that? Kiman b'shadya b'kad adamya b'shirinu oimer. Even though you put it back into the ground, it's since it didn't become mushrish, it's like storage, exactly.
It's
like putting in the refrigerator, like putting it in the storehouse, like putting in the warehouse. You put in storage.
You already have a matzah for it.
Oh, and therefore you have the matzah because of this carbon oimer. Oidilma b'talahu l'gabe ara, or maybe by the fact that you planted in the ground, even though it's not mushish, haistacha mechibba lekarka, haistacha shtik karka, and therefore it's earth, and therefore the oimer stak cannot matter it. Why not matter? Because as if you planted brand new seeds, there was no hashrasha, and therefore it was not matter, and you're going to have to wait a whole year until next year.
Chazal knew that if you cut wheat, you can still replant it again?
Of course.
I heard that they cut it, brought it out by the roots.
Okay, it's definitely by the gross farmers, and then the clue you are finished. Now, since we asked this question, now the Gemara goes off again on a shtickle tangent, and it says, what about Yesh Lenoino, Ein Lenoino? Now we're talking about Hilchas Choshe Mishpat. What happened if the person planted this in the ground, and now we have a sichsuch with the Balabus? Is there a din of Oino or not Oino?
Right, you didn't answer the question before?
We have not been put, which shalit?
That's shalit that we just said.
Avril Bar Rav Chanan? The Baal Noch Mish Poshe.
We're not
Poshe.
And you didn't say take you either.
We didn't say take you. But now we're asking a related question.
Okay.
Is there a dinner of Eino? So explain to you what is the fact pattern. What are you talking about? Now, for purposes of Shala, we don't have to have the complicated case that he was chadzinu v'zarinu, meaning that he already harvested it and he replanted it. Now we're just talking about seeds again. You have a person that went and I, the farmer, own a farm. But I don't have time to go and tend my farm because I have business. I have a practice that I have to go to. So I go over to my friend, Yankel. Say, Yankel, are you busy tomorrow? No, Hashem, fine. Oh, okay, I want you to do me a favor. Go into my field, and I want you to go and plow the field and plant it with seed. Okay. How much for your labor? $100 for working the whole day. What about the seeds? Seeds cost a chok geld. I'll charge you whatever the amount of seeds that I use, you know, whatever number of pounds, whatever the volume of the seeds. Fine, good. So Itaka planted, and now we have a sichsuch nebuch in Beth. What's the shalit? Ilem di omalei shadoi bashita, the yankel who I asked to go and do me a favor and go and plant the field. And I paid him $100 for the labor. I asked him how much of the seeds. He says, I planted 6 koir of seeds, a large quantity. $50 for a 6 cart. If you also saw the Adam came the Amri to lay shoulder by the Chamisha. We only used 5 big packages of car, 5 cartum of seeds, not 6 packages. And therefore, now the question is, do I have to pay him 5? Do I have to pay him 6? And therefore, if we were just talking about the bags, the koir of seeds, outstanding outside on the street or something like that, that's a din of metalklin. And of course, if we have Adam against the other fellow, okay, then we would win, and then they wouldn't. What's the gamsa shal? The shal is that they put it into the ground. Ah, since they put it into the ground, does it become bottle? Let's assume we know for sure he takes a 6 and he says 5. The question is there a din of Eino? We have a luchem in the sechtes bum metzia. Ein oinua bekarkus, and since so that's the Gemara shal. The Gemara is asking, since the seeds are already in the ground, do I go and say that the seeds are still considered to be metaltalin? Or do I say that since they're in the ground, they become bottled to the karka and enoinua like a kus? And since it's enoinua, if the person is overcharging me up to a 6, it's too bad. Enoinua, unfortunately,
even more,
I'm stuck.
Karkos, even more, you can charge you double with the karkos, right?
That's exactly right. What the Gemara is telling you, well, that's a shenashal, himself, the bum matzia, if it goes more than a third or not. In other words, do you say even a million times? What the Gemara Gemara says no. Tula six in a chanami is taka butl mecha. It's taka he's moichel. But if it's more than a third, then there's a machloikis whether or not it would still be a dinner. There wouldn't be a dinner by noah by karak or not. But anyway, for our purposes, all we have to know is so far Yankel says I put in six. Adam says he put in five, and he wants to charge me six. Do I have to pay the six? Because ain't a noah kakos. Says the Gemara, that cannot be the Shaila. Why can that not be a Shaila of Amaruva? Holding my Noah is when you're talking about something when there is price fluctuation and price dispute. Your uncle says that the amount of the price is 100, and they say the price is 120, 110, 90, whatever it happens to be. That's when you can go and talk about Ain't a no the kakos, because basically there is no fixed market for real estate. It's buyers beware. Everybody pays whatever they think the value of the property is. Somebody will say that property wouldn't give a nickel, and the other person says, "Oh, that property has potential. Yeah, it can give blah, blah, blah," and he's willing to give $100,000. So when it comes to property, ain't a no the kakos. But that's only we're talking about price fluctuation. If you're talking about mida mishkal minyan, I ordered the marshal 6 car of seats. You only gave me 5 car of seats. It makes a difference in the karka, outside of the karka. That's not a price fluctuation dispute. That is a dispute on the volume of goods.
The facts.
Oh, so that everybody agrees. For the public, they know. Even if it's charging me just a nickel more. Choyzer. Avad, he's chipping me. I ordered the kach the kach, and he's giving me less. Elad Yomalei says, the machlokes has to be the following. The dispute between Yankel and the farmer. Shadoi bo kiriboyla. Vasasadi the amidoi shadoi bo kiriboyla. I asked Yankel, how much did you go and put seeds in? What the appropriate amount for this property. This property is twice 100 acres, whatever. The appropriate amount for this type of property, I know. Ich bin a groisa maivin, a groisa guru in these achen. I put in the amount that you're supposed to. I didn't specify what the amount is. Yankel says, I put in exactly the amount that we need. But the Adam sticking around said, no, it's an Ishemes. We saw that he put a very skimpy, miserly amount. A bissel do, a bissel daten, but he didn't really go and seed it properly. Ah, so now we don't have a Dov Shemamida, Shemamishko, Shemaminyan, any specific amount. We just have this general estimate and assessment, Machloikis. Ah, so now if the seeds would still be inside the original containers, would be metalklin. Okay, so we would have a normal court case. However, here we're talking about that's already in the ground. And now the shal is, yesh lenainua to command the shadye bekadadamya, even though they were thrown into the ground. But since they didn't sprout, nothing has happened, maybe it's by throwing it into the container, in other words, into storage, into the basket, or whatever, yesh lenainua, if it didn't know. So even though it's, or if there's a difference in 1/6, yesh lenainua, if it's more than a six, then he can go and get it back. If it's exactly a six, then he would be moichel. Or Dilma bottle the gabiara. Maybe you don't say since it's inside the ground, these are no longer seeds. These are now ground seeds, seeds which are part of the karka. If it's bottled to the karka, ain't a no bekarkus. And that's the moshala. Would there be a dinner of a noah in such a situation? Similarly, what happens if there's only 8 echad? And if there's 8 echad, normally 8 echad can be mashbiya a shvua. What happens in the same type of fact pattern? We have 1/8, nishbon aleinu, ein nishbon aleihem. Can you go and force a shvua if you have this machloikis between the farmer and the person who puts in the seeds? Can you have this machloikis and you can go and be mashbiya? If there's 1/8, can be mashbiya. Do you say kirshadya bekada damya, ukimetalkli damya, vinishbon aleihem, like normal? Or idilmu, do you say batul legabi karka, legabi ara, ukimakakoid? So tomorrow, take on the other shalas. Take the chos, take on kite of the ganze zach bakamikol kol. Because all the shalas are all related. Chitim shaloi hushreshu betoicha karka. Do they have a din of bittel to the karka, or do they not have a din of bittel to the karka? It's tishbi atas.
The labor required to reverse the transaction and take them out is substantial. It's one thing to put seeds into the ground and then plow them over, but if you want to say so, let's close it. Let's return it.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to go and pick out every seed and show, hey, I had actually six.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. So isn't that more evidence? evidence, doesn't that tip it more toward it's like karka? Because recovering, if it's in a sack and you can argue and
measure, I hear you loud and clear. So that's a very good reason to say that even though it's not mushrish, it should be bottled like agav karka because of the difficulty involved.
Restoring it back to a sack.
I agree with you. That would be a great reason to weigh it in the second direction. But I can also hear the first direction. Until it's mushrish, I say it's just sitting there. And if I'm willing to go through the toil and the expense of getting it out, I could. And nothing happened. I could now reuse them somewhere else. Anyway, so that was the extension of Rami Bar Chodma's original Shaila and Anotz Vanotz, and we got into the other side. Now we go to Shaila number 3 of Boy Rami Bar Chodma. This is a very interesting Shaila, and as you'll see, the Gemara's Shailas get more and more interesting and fascinating as we go on in today's Gemara. What is this case? This is number 3, and where it says Gali. What's the Gali? Gali is referring to Glolim. Glolim, we know, means the Tzoya, the excrement of the behemoth. So what happens if Chitish Begloli Bokar, Usoyim Shebegloli Behema, Mau? The Bokar, the oxen, ate Chitin, kernels of wheat, and almost miraculously, when they go to the bathroom, you notice inside the glolim, a kernel of wheat. Nothing happened. The wheat just went in and went out the same way that it went in. Or sa'im shim glolim behema. Or the gabi shar behema, so mushal chamor, vegomol. They don't normally eat chitim, they eat sa'im. What happens if you find a kernel of sa'im that comes out the other side? Ma, what's the din? So Gemara asks, what's the din for what purpose? Machana brucha, what's the shala? So Gemara the mice. Ilay malit muye tumas ochlin. Do they have a din of tumas ochlin? That they can metame ochlin, or ochlin can metame them? What's the Gemara shala? Because normally, gulolim have no chashivas, they're not considered to be an oichel, and so therefore they're not mekabel tumah. They're not kailim, and even if you have kli glolim, are not mekabel
tumim.
Exactly. So the question is, these chitim, do they have a din of glolim after all? It's tzoya, it came out. If the behemah could make a bruch, he'd have to go and make a bruch of ashiyutza, right? He was not the glolim. Or would you go, I mean, he can't, because that's the behemah. But it will be, anyway. So the point is, does it have the status of just glolim, or does it have the status of chitim and tzoya? So now the Gabi Tamei Tumah Soichel. Tamei Tumah Soichel means both to receive Tumah as if it's an Oichel, or to transmit Tumah as if it's an Oichel. And those in the Gemara is Sait. It's Elim, the Tumah Yitumah Soichel, and Tanin of the Shingel land. We have a Brisa, which is Mamish our case. Chitim Shavroi B'Bakar, Soirim Shavaglul B'Haima, our case. Chishav Alayin L'Achila. What happens if somebody looks at those Chitim and those Soirim and he says, you know what? They look pretty clean. If I go and put them through the washing machine or the dishwasher and add a little bit of soap, they'll be so clean, it'll be wonderful. If he just thought about lachila, it's still has a din of glolim because the machshava is leimale v'leimoyer. He didn't do anything. A lot on la'achila. What happens? He taka went nebuch to the glolim and started picking out those kernels. And he taka washed them nicely mitzot mitzganza masa. Oh, now he did a maisa. Now it's mitzamet umas ochlin. Now it becomes restored to the Shem Ochlin, and exactly change the status. Now it's no longer Glolim, now it's Ochlin. It can receive Tumah and it can transmit Tumah. So in Bazoi, so we'll think on Shishala. What is Rambam Bar Chodma asking? Whether you can go and use these Tsa'oyim or these Chitim from the Glolim, can you use it for carbon mincha? If you would go and give this as a present to a Psa cabinet minister, Psa government officer, and you would tell him the origins, I want you to know these chitim soirim, they come from the glulim, from their groisa behaima. He's going to throw you out. So how can you give this sort of advice? So what's the shaila? It talks about that he extracted the chitim and tzoidim from the glolim, and he didn't eat them. He didn't bring up a karm mincha, but he put them into the ground. So he replanted them. And now, Baruch Hashem, a month or two later, these small kernels have now grown into psagroisa kernels. Oh, so that's the Gemara Shaila. The kaboy. He wants to bring them in ochas from that. So what's the shaila? It's a chashira. It's a chanai. What's the shaila? Mishum the misim sehu. The reason why he couldn't bring it for a carbon mincha originally, like the more brought hakri veino lefecha secha, because it was a dove of mois. It stinked away. We can't. But given the zarinu, as the misim sehu. However, now that you've replanted, it's like a berry chadasha. Berry chadasha. So why can't you bring the carbon mincha?
Matter of fact, they may put the fertilizer.
Exactly. Anytime you go and grow seeds, you put fertilizer and it stinked and it stinked. Okay. Oh, that's the way you do it. So therefore, it's no longer mis. You can bring it. But the Gemara is asking is, since the chitim and tzoidim went through the digestive system of the behemoth, even though when it comes out it looks like the same kernel as it went in, but maybe some of the nutrients, some of the minerals inside of it did leak out, so to speak, and were absorbed into the digestive system of the behemoth. So therefore, either that or it's no longer a dove mehudar, no a dove yofa. You want to go and bring a carbon mitzvah. And these are kushim, like we had in the Gemara before. If you brought a kushah, can you bring a shemaina after that? If you remember the Shabbos taking Gemara, you already brought a carbon
is this a physical quality or a spiritual quality?
We're talking about physical.
It's physically not as fine as the menachos you could bring from undigested replants.
Look at the Rashi. Look at the height of the Rashi. Rashi is about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Behashta kechishi. The kibushin is achlo b'mai b'haima. Since they were digested in the innards of the animal, shuv ein megadon chitin meleyin ubriyin kemeikara. It's no longer going to grow. It's going to be inferior product.
It wasn't digested.
It's going to be like in Paris chulam.
It was a pleasure having an appointment on Mazan.
And you have to come. You have to come now a second time.
I was just told that I have to leave. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it on time.
Okay. Bruch batzlocha. Zadki bench. Kimerov. Sakuvit vince.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Zadki bench.
Yeah.
I said that.
Thank you.
Cultured.
It's not really because it was digested in its system, but it would be it wasn't digested.
Right. It passed through intact.
It has whole kernel.
Initially, we assumed we looked at the whole kernel. It looks like it's still in the plastic. It came in and went out. It looks like it's the same. Now, the Gemara is saying, according to the second tzad, even though it looks like the same, but out the stock of the kankan el the mashiyesh boy, which means although from the outside it looks nice and fresh and good, but if you scientifically put it under the microscope,
it went through a process.
It did go through a process, and maybe some of the minerals and nutrients are no longer there.
We're looking at the harvested grain. The harvested grain has a quality independent of the its origins were its origins, but now we're looking at it and we're saying, hey, it is what it is in front of us. We have this, the solus of the chitin in front of us, you know. Why are we suddenly looking at its yichas brief of this grain and suddenly saying, where did it come from? Where did it go through? I mean, it's this. We don't usually investigate grain in terms of these qualities.
If we didn't know anything, we would assume that it's okay. But now that we know what the origins were, it's as if you went to the store. You went to the store that sells seeds, and you asked the merchant, how much are wheat seeds? And he'll say, $10 a pound. That's too expensive for me. Well, I have grade C wheat seeds, which are only $5 a pound. What's the difference between grade A and grade C? Oh, grade C, the origins were that it went through somebody's stomach, through a behind the stomach, and when it grows, you'll see it's not going to be the same top quality. It'd be like 90% of the regular, but not the same type quality of the grade A seed. No, in such a case, pray to the Gemara, since I know that it's taka that type of origin, maybe that would still be a din of chusha and not shemena. It's not mehudar, you shouldn't bring it for a carbon. Therefore, pray to the Gemara. So the Gemara is really asking a shayla in mitzias. When you have kernels that go through the digestive system, do you say that they're same? They look exactly the same. They don't smell the same, but they look exactly the same as before. Or do you say no? That in fact they have been undermined because of the digestive.
It's like why is it different from a beis hashachin type thing? We said we don't bring korbanos from a beis hashachin because the grain is inferior.
That's only by korban oimer. But now we're talking about shar menach. Okay, we're going to bring shar menach is from the kushim. So the more like the boy ramacham. And next up to the final shar ramacham. Remember, we had seder hanot gali and now pil. And this is even a more fascinating shal. It's going to get more fascinating as we go on the other day.
Sounds like Rav Yirmiyah here.
Oh, Pill. Pill, of course, means an elephant. Shebala kfifa mitzris, that went and swallowed up aganza kfifa. Kfifa means literally a box. And mitzris doesn't mean that it comes from Mitzrayim, but means what we would call today something like a wicker basket. It's made out of hutzin or tsurei dekel. Tsurei dekel would mean, for instance, like the lulav palms. I think they call them fronds, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, from those from the leaves from the lulav tree, from the palm tree, and they're made out of that, a nice basket, a nice thing. And the elephant ate up the whole thing. And now, when the elephant goes to the bathroom, besides the regular glolim, the whole kfifa mitzris comes out, lock, stock, and barrel, intact the way it was originally. At least that's the more is happening. Ima, what's the difference? Which Allah? Elim levatel tumasa. Are you talking about lemoshel? If this kfifa mitzris was previously tameh, because it's a base kibble, so even if it has a din of kliyeis of a base kibble, that was makabel tumah. So since it went through the digestive system, maybe now it's called the kli glolim.
And therefore, now it's changed.
And now it's changed. And now it's something else. And therefore, there's no din of tumah. So timor tanina mutuchshin galent. Kol akelim yorli de tumasan b'machshava rein oylim tumasim ele b'shinoi maisa. A kli can become yorli de tumah. Yorli de tumah means it can be susceptible to become tumah with machshava alone. What do you mean with machshava alone? So Rashi explains. What happens if, for instance, you have raw leather? What do you usually use raw leather for? Says Rashi. Stomel minalai. Normally, people use it to go manufacture shoes. Today, maybe they would use it also for handbags or whatever. And therefore, since it's not a finished item, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not a full kli. It's just what we call a goylem kli. What happens, on the other hand, if the balabus who owns that leather said, you know, I have enough shoes, and my wife has enough pocketbooks, but I could use a brand new leather bedspread or table cover. They didn't have plastic table covers in those days, so you would have a nice leather one, so which you could easily wash and rinse and all the rest. Oh, I want to use that. Guess what? For that, I don't need to do anything further. The leather is perfect. I can just put it on the table and I'm done. Ah, so if you had a machshava of now using it as the final product, now it's ready mekabel tumah. So you know, the tumas machshava, once you make your decision, it's no longer shoes. I'm going to use it for a table cover. It's mekabel tumah. However, what happens if it becomes tumah, a sheretz and a veil touched it? It's not oylem mitumasan ella b'shinoi maisa. Then you have to go and make a shinoi. Like, for instance, if it was a full-fledged kli, you'd have to go and break it, etc. Okay.
Feed it to an elephant.
I'm sorry?
Feed it to an elephant.
So now we're...
That's the shayla.
So now that's... What's the shayla now? So the shayla is, if the behemoth swallowed the ganza kfifa mitzvah, and it came out the other side intact the way it was originally, there was no shini maisa. It looks exactly the same as the original. So if there's no shini maisa, then if in fact it was tummy previously, it remains tummy. And if it was susceptible to tummy, it remains susceptible to tummy. Nothing changed. It looks exactly the same.
Let's be consistent and talk about that. The grain that passed through the animal that looks...
That's not a kli.
Exactly.
That's not a kli.
Yeah, but there's a difference between the two. That over there, the question is, look, I'll be bringing it for carbon mincha, since the nutrients and minerals may have been lost in the digestive system.
And they're the same.
Exactly. Even if the nutrients and minerals left,
they could be... You can still use it as a basket.
Exactly. A basket is a basket is a basket. Oh, you know what happened? The bala hutsin. The animal did not go and swallow up a finished product. It swallowed up the hutzin. Hutzin means the fronds, those leaves, or whatever that you use to make the wicker basket. Okay, and now they've come out on the other side, and now the owner of the hutzin presumably cleaned it off nicely, and he put detergent with Clorox, with chlorine, with the ganza masa, and Bavdino Kefifa Mitzvah, now he created this type of wicker basket. Question is, what is the status of this basket? Mi have ikel? Do I say that the hutzin are deemed to be pseudo glolim? They don't look like glolim, but they came through the excrement, through the tzaya. It has a din of glolim. And so therefore this new kli is a kli manufactured from glolim. And havale zokim on the umadei, kikli glolim, kikli adoma, ein mekablam tumah, di umamar, kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adoma, ein mekablam tumah. So even though it looks like a wicker basket made from hutzin, it really is made out of hutzin, which are really galalim, and that's not mekabel tumah. Zok the Gemara lohoi. I'm sorry. Emi kamat tumah. Let me do it. Tayva. Let me do it. Safrim. There's no kabbalas tumah at all. So that's one side of the ibaya. Or demaloy have the ikel. Or maybe you're going to go and tell me there was no ikel whatsoever. Why not? Because nothing changed in these chutzim. There was no shinui ma'isa. They look like chutzim. They act like chutzim. It's a wicker basket like any other. And so therefore it is mekabel tumah. This shala, we can be poshut from a memra of Ula. What's it even the memra? It says Masu Balu. In the side it says Shnei Zeivim. He had two wolves that never came, and they were Balea Shnei Tinoikas Be'eva Yad and Rachmona Leetzlan. And after Zeivim Nebuch ate up these two Tinoikas, the two Tinoikas came out from the other side. Unfortunately, they were dead. However, the bodies were still intact. Now the question is, if somebody were to go and touch those bodies, like the Chevra Kedisha, they're going to go and bury these two Tanaikis, do you say that they are now Tameim or not Tameim? In other words, is it Din of Tumas Mes or not? So they asked the Chacham, and what did the Chacham say? The Tiras of Basar, and they said that the Basar is considered to be Nisachel, it's as if it was digested, and if it's like Glolim, and it's not Netameh, and it's Garnish Mit Garnish, no Tumas Mes. Oh! So I can be poisoned from that case. So just like when the basar of these tinoikas went through the digestive system, I say that it has a din of equal meaning it has a din as if it's digested, and therefore it has a din of glolim. So the same thing with these hutsin that went through the digestive system. It should also be glolim, and therefore it should be kli glolim, which should not make kabel tumah. Since you don't really have a raya. Shani basar derochich. After all, flesh is the type of thing which is very, very soft, and so therefore the digestive system could have had some sort of effect on it, whether or not I could recognize it, whether I see it physically or not, but it had some effect, and therefore it became bottled to the other glolim of this animal, and of these ze'evim, and therefore it has a status of glolim basar me'ukel, and therefore it's not mekaba, it's not, it doesn't transmit stoma, it's not metame tumas mes. Shkoich. Oh, but that's not the case of Hutsin. Hutsin is kind of a hard object. It's not Bosset. Well, let's continue the Seif of the same Braisa. What is the Seif? I saw the same memory of Ulmi Shem Rebshim Bayetzadik. Shteitach, the Timus Atzamai. So, however, the bones that came out Nebuch from those Tinoikos, Rachmon Litzlan, that they were Metame. So, Zeitzachos, the body didn't come out intact. It came out Nebuch in pieces. The Bosset, they said, is Tohar. That has a din like Iko. But the Atzamai, they said, that's not Moko. Even though it went through the digestive system, but it's at some ways of a person, of Nebuchadnezzar, and it is Metame after all. Also bring a raya that the Hutsim are similar to the Atzamois. Those are really hard after a bone is a bone is a bone. So therefore the Gemara is telling us is we have now three separate items. We have the two extremes. Basar on the one hand and the tzomis on the other hand, and we have hutzin which is somewhere in the middle. The gabi, the basar, since the basar that went through is rochich, it's very, very soft and malleable and flexible, etc., etc., it's considered to be ma'ukul, and therefore it's glolim, and it's not, it does not transmit tumah, it's not metame tumas mas. On the other hand, the tzomis, the other side of the spectrum, since it's so hard, even though they went through the ganze digestive system and the ganze dos of these avim, they're still considered to be the same bones and make no bones about it, Rabbi said. And therefore they continue to metame tumas mes. Now the question is the hutsin. Hutsin is somewhere in between. It's not as rach as basar. It's not as kosher as atzomois. What din does it have? The Gemara is not poishin. The Gemara leaves it as an iboya deloy, ifshita, whether or not they would have the status of glolim, and therefore this kfifa mitzris made out of the hutsim that were nizbala, that were eaten by an elephant, would it have a din of a kli, and it would be makabal tumah, or would I say, no, it's like a kli glolim, and it's not makabal tumah? We don't know, iboid leishit.
Is it something to raisa, or something to rabbanan?
Is it something to raisa?
I understand when you say that it's a kli glolim, and it's not
makabal tumah, right.
Makabal tumah. What does that mean?
What happens if you happen to go and take the excrement of an animal and you bake it and you form it now into a nice earthen kli and you will give it to your friend as a present? You don't have to tell him where it came from. You tell him it came from Africa. You don't have to say it was glolim from an elephant, and you made it into a nice kli, earthenware. Oh, it looks pretty. You painted it. It's green and blue and yellow. Good. Now what happens if a nevela or a sheretz touches it? If a nevela or sheretz touches any other type of kli, then it would be makes it tummy. The question is, would this become tummy or not? So the Gemara said, if it's total straight gulalim and you fashion into a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. So therefore, a sheretz can touch it, a vela can touch it, a nida can go and touch it, a medrash of a zav, a zav, a mess, anything. It's not mekabel tumah. Good.
Even if they grounded bones into it?
No, we're talking bones. We're talking about straight glon.
I know, but you said bones could not.
Oh, so that's a different story.
Bones are mekabel tumah.
Buri was talking
bones
about.
Are tame. The bones are tame.
If the bones came out and you made bone china out of it, since it's still a shtick bone, it would have a din of tumas mess forever and ever. It's a din of bone. It would have a din of Thomas Mess.
It's not.
Anyway,
what I was saying is he was talking, he was making a reference to this. I said sharks, it's been found that when sharks swallow their prey, even human beings, sometimes they capture the shark, they find the dead intact inside the shark's body. So this is not such a ridiculous.
They're these big snakes.
Python.
The whole thing, they swallow it.
Right.
Comes out.
Yeah, the person comes out on the other side?
Okay.
All right.
It's gross. It's nice if you want to see.
Exactly. So let's not talk about it. We'll go on to the next step. Now, the next case is even more fascinating, Rabbi Say. Until now, we're talking about elephants. Now, we're talking about Bayer Zeta. Chitin, she yored to be oven. When it started raining, not only did it rain, but chitin, wheat started coming down in the Shemayim. Now you're wondering, what does that mean? Chitim shiur de ba'oven. So Rashi says on the third line, shiur de ba'oven. Im hamotar kishishasu ha'oven be'ukiyonus bolus fina malaya chitim. What does that mean? All of us crazy scientists know that how does rain form? You have the water down below here on the Mother Earth, and then some of that water eventually evaporates, and it goes up all the way to Shemayim. It forms clouds, and then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes the button, then the clouds open up and rain starts coming down. Anyway, this absorption process of the clouds, that it gets the evaporated water from the okeanos, sometimes it's so strong that not only does it take the water, but it even takes a svina malaya chitim. So I don't know about the svina itself, but at least the chitim went up together with the water.
A tornado,
okay. Yep. And now it's all the way up in the oven. It went, that's what he says, a tornado is a tarsko. Okay. Anyway, so it comes all the way in the oven, and now it comes down again from the clouds, the water, the rain, together with the chitim. The Gemara is going to ask him another few lines, did something like this ever occur? And the Gemara says, yo, it did occur. And the Gemara tells us a story. Toisus is not convinced. If you look at the Toisus, Chitim Shior Du Ba'ovin, it says, look, Pirish Bekun, Shos Bukiyonis, a Bolus Fina, like we just said now, Koshla Beda Tam, skip now to the end of the Toisus, last three lines, and nearly, the Al Yedei Nes Yor Du Ba'ovin, that they came down, Derech Nes, it was a miracle. Not your standard type of thing that you walk out one day and you have kernels of wheat hitting you over the head, but it was a miraculous occurrence. Okay, fine. Well, let's get back to our Gemara now. So, what is their shayla? So, the Gemara, boy, the Zayir Chitim Shiur Be'Avin Mal. Thank you, more than I. Who the Gabi? What the Gabi? What's for a Bruchim Amachtam? What's the shayla? Shayla is Ilaminochois Amaylai. If you're telling me that these happen to be normal, regular wheat, you look at it, you weigh it, you measure it, you don't know, it looks like normal wheat. So, you bring a Karmincha. What's the shayla? So what's the shalig of shtei lechem? My mimosh v'seichem amrachem on lafuke dechutz laoretz deloi by shtei lechem. It's in mimosh v'seichem. The lechem the koli v'charmel loy soichlu at etzam yoyim azeh arav yachem is korban alekechem chukas oyim l'doyr v'seichem bechoil. Moish Voiseichem. It's gotta be, you bring the Shtei Lechem, it's gotta be from your Moish Shabbos. Moish Voiseichem, both of the carbon Oimer and by the Shtei Lechem, Moish Voiseichem. So now the question is, my Moish Voiseichem, Arachmona, La Fuki, the Chutzlar, it's Deloy. Moish Voiseichem means, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore you cannot go and bring a carbon Shtei Lechem from wheat that was grown in Bavel, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, Fuki, the Chutzlar, Deloy. Of the oven shabbat dummy. Maybe oven is not excluded from Moish Voisechem because it's not here on planet Earth. Or maybe Moish Voisechem taka means here on planet Earth, and if it comes to oven, that's not part of the Yishuv, it's not part of Moish Voisechem. Is there such an occurrence, something like that ever occur? And yo, it taka occurred. Kid Eddie Taya. Taya, of course, means an Arab merchant. His name was Eddie. I don't know if his name was also Crazy Eddie, but his name was Eddie. And then Chisalei Roin Kizba Chiti Beklosa Parsi. He had a plot of land which is as long as a Tlosa Parsi, three Parsois, which is quite large. And one day he woke up and he went outside and he saw Chitim on his land, Roin Kizba, that had the height of a Kizba. What's exactly is a Kizba? Rashi says it's a chosab tefach. Anyway, so he had a tefach, tall wheat over the entire property. Where did it come from? It must have come from Shammai. So you see that there is such a thing that it can come down, it can rain down chitim from upstairs.
Because Adi doesn't sound like he testified. It's like Aid again, Aid.
Yeah, but his name was Adi.
Okay.
Adi Tai. Anyway, getting to the morning, if now we can fill in the middle of the Toisus. The Toisus is bothered by the Gemara said that this came down from Min HaShemayim, and the Shad is Mishwei Seichem HaRachmona Lafuk in the Chutz Laretz Avdav Mishapet Domi Odom Mishwei Seichem Davke Vavdav Nami. Take the choices. If Rashi is correct that these Chitim came from a particular ocean, like from the ocean Ukiyonis, so go and see, is the Ukiyonis located in Eretz Yisrael, which it's not, so it's not Mishwei Seichem. If it's in Chutz Laretz, then it's Chutz Laretz. In other words, Maman of Shach, where was the Sfina of Chitim that we woke up one day and found that the Sfina was empty and the Chitim went up to Shemayim? If it was on the Kinneret, it was in Eretz Yisrael, so then it should have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you should be able to bring it to Moshe Seichel. Just the fact that it went up and down by flight up and down.
It's not Malav and Morid.
Exactly. It's Mal and Morid. Mm-hmm. But that's it. And it went back and forth there as well. But what difference does it make? If you took Tvua from Bnei Brak and you send it to Chutzlaretz and then they send it back round trip ticket, so it's still the same Bnei Brak and Tvua. So it went up, but it went down. And if it was from Bavel and it fell down afterwards into Eretz Yisrael, but if it was from the Svina in Bavel, then it's from Bavel. So what's it? Let's look at the choices again. Chidush Yard of Avin. Pirush Bekudush Yishasu Bekiyonis. The Bolu Svina Malei Achitim Bekashra Beyata. The Ima Chutzlaretz. If they were Bolei Achitim from a Svina that was traveling in Chutzlaretz on the Danube, the Donau in Budapest, no, then it's from Chutzlaretz. Just because they went through the oven, that doesn't, it's not retire them, it doesn't become Eretz Yisrael thing. Become Mark Mishra Sechabina. The Ima Eretz Yisrael, and if they came from Eretz Yisrael originally, from Bnei Brak Tel Aviv or Yushalayim, just because it went to the oven, that passes them. Look at the original Makar. That's why Toy says, and nearly Ayyidei Nes, it wasn't from anywhere down below, it just came Nes Minashamay. Good. And we continue on the next article. Boy, Reb Shimon Pazi. I told you these shilas keep getting more and more exciting as we went on. This is already a little bit more, if you will, down to earth. Boy, Reb Shimon Pazi. She boilis sheviya shlish koinim la'imer. She boilis means stalks of wheat or stalks of barley that were at least already a third before the bringing of the carbon ointment, the akra, and he was oike them before the carbon ointment, presumably because he felt it looked like it was ripe enough and he was going to go and use it. And the carbon oimer passed. And now it's Lamushal after Pesach. He looks back at his shibardis and says, you know what? Shvachim asses. Vishasla lachroim. And he replanted it after the oimer. The shalom, the Amud Aleph, was that it was fully ripened. But then he decided to replant it before the oimer. And the Gemara said it was not mushrish yet. Question: did it become bottled to the carpet? Didn't become bottled to the carpet. Here's talking about the bishas, the hakrovis oimer. It was out of the ground, so therefore the hakrovis oimer was matter. That was more than hishrisha et shlish. So the carbon oimer did a great job.
And if it was in the ground, it also would have been maturate, right? Whether it's in the ground or out of the ground, if it was a third mature,
it would have been fine.
Right. So what's the question? Whether it's in the ground or out of the ground?
Let's see what the shalah was. For Akri, he was oikered. The shoslan, he replanted it, liachar oimer, voisifa, and now it grew from the shlish an additional two shlishim. In other words, to the full amount, full maturity. Is mouth. Now, when he harvests it a month or 2 months later, plus Iker is leaning to, I say that since initially the shlish was mutter al yidei hu oimer, and therefore should continue to be mutter the sharia oimer, since this has grown another 2/3, which is in a sense overwhelmed the original growth, even though the original growth had the heter of the oimer, but now became bottled in the roiv hatoisefes, and I should go and say that the oimer that we had previously did not help because it's as if it was a brand new planting li'achar o'imer, just like if you planted new seeds li'achar o'imer, the previous o'imer didn't help you because it wasn't in the ground. This is a new product that you planted into the ground, and so therefore maybe you have to wait until next year. So freiti yimara, tipshit lay mehal, the chay can be poishited from a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Rabbo, Om Rabbi Yochanan, yalda shesavcha bizkena, uba peiros, afil hois masayim is awesome. What is this case? This is a case of Arla, where the Yalda means a brand new tzvaik, a brand new branch of Arla, that you engrafted, sofchas from Lushan, like being markiv, estrig hamurkav, you engrafted on a tzkena on an old tree, who bought peiros and their peiros on it, and filahois masayim, even though new growth has grown, 200 times as much whatever was there originally on this branch, what's the halacha? It's aser. Now, normally the halacha by Kalayim is that there is a dinner that becomes bottled by Masayim. Truma becomes bottled by Meya. When it comes to Orla and Kalayim, it becomes bottled by Masayim. Now, if that's the case, I have over here 200 times more growth after I was marking it, after I engrafted it on the skena. L'chayra, that should be Mavatl, the original paters that were on it when it was still a Yalda, when it was still from the Arla. Abishtayt Rabbi Yochanan know that it is Osir. What's the reason why he says it's Osir? Because I don't go Basa Tosefes, I go Basa the Iker. Whatever is grown has grown from those original pears, even though the pears were originally small like berries, and now they're as big as watermelons, and therefore they're 200 times as much, but I go Basa Iker, I go Basa their origin. The origin was Arla, so the Arla has grown and grown and grown, but it's still Arla. And the same thing with Bishmuel and Achmeni, I'm Rabbi Yoinesen. But if I started off with an onion, Shishaslu Bekerem, I went and I put it into, I buried it, and I planted it in a kerem, in a vineyard. And the Nekar Kerem, even though afterwards the kerem was uprooted and they took away all the vines and all the rest, but nevertheless you still left it in the kerem, this butzel, afilu hoisu masayim, even though it grew 200 times as much as the original volume of that small little onion, now it's a huge onion, it's awesome. Why is it also? Again, says Rashi, because you go baser the ikr. Since it started off as kelayim, it was in the kerem, it remains kelayim. Aha. So now the Gemara says the same thing should apply over here too. Since when I put this shiboilis into the ground, it was mutter the gabi hilchas oimer.
We should go baser ikr.
We should go baser ikr.
And say it's mutter.
And say that it's mutter. But notice the shayla that we're asking was whether I go baser ikr the gabi to be matir and to be makel and say that the previous oimer is matir and I can already eat it. While these two halachas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesen are both, we go baser ikr the chumra. Then the case of the Orla, the case of the Kalayim, I'm going back to the Iker, and therefore I say that it's awesome. It's Jok Yitzimar. L'choira can be poishinit from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesen, that both of them say that you go baser ikr, and what's your shaila then? Everything more, he go for coming by late. Dos attacka mein shaila. Mishib shidlu rabban in the baser ikr is linen. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoinesen were absolutely 100% certain that you go baser ikr, and that's why they said that we are machmir, but this then a baser ikr goes loishin on the kul, loishin on the chumra. It's across the board in all cases. You always go baser ikr. Oidilma mei mesimukum sapkilu. They themselves were in doubt as do you go baser the ikr or baser the toisefes. And therefore they said, well, you got to be machmer. I can't be maker. I don't know what the halachatak is in such a case. Do you go baser ikr, baser toisefes? You got to be machmer. But therefore only the chomer minan. But in our case, where we want to use this ikr and toisefes to say, to be matter, even the kulaloyam minan. Take good teach me, Darius Kushla. Boy, you have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isaac.